a flat lowland along a stream. What would you call that? I think it's overflowed in the spring and it's flowered, flavored, juiced.
Really?
Okay. Like, would you call it lowland or flats or bottom or something like that?
Oh, thank you.
What's like low-lying grassland? Something like a field that it might not be any good except for raising grass or something like that. If you had some land and it had water standing on it for a good part of the time, what would you call that? Or if it's just really, it's inland, but it's open or overgrown and it can have trees on it. It's really, really wet. Now that's water, but this would be land.
Oh, yeah.
Would you call it like a swamp or a marsh or something like that?
I think so. Marsh?
You ever heard of colored things like a bog or something like that?
Oh, yes, I know. I'm going to call a bog.
Okay. I don't know if you know much about it, but you said you traveled like through Florida. A place where salt hay grows along the sea, what do you call that?
What did you say?
Salt hay? Would you call them like salt marshes and just marshes? Or would you call them anything?
What is it? Not call them salt marshes.
Okay. What different kinds of soil do you have in a field? Suppose it was, you know, part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that?
I don't think that would be relevant.
When you're trying to get the water off marshes, you say to what that land? Suppose you have some land and it's swampy and you wanted to put it into cultivation. What would you do to that land to get the water off? Where you dig something to let water run off.
Mm-hmm.